これから組のスピーチとその内容に関する3つの質問及びあ、い、う、えの4つの答えを読みます。質問に対する正しい答えをあからえの中から1つずつ選び記号で答えなさい。
Do you say good morning to many people every morning? When I was a small child, I said good morning only to my family. But an old woman changed me when I was 6 years old. I was a new elementary school student at that time, and she worked at a shop near my school. When I was walking in front of the shop, she always said to me, "Good morning." She looked very kind, and I was happy to hear that. I wanted to say good morning to her, but no words came out of my mouth that day. There were no words that came out of my mouth the next day. But on the third day, I said to her, "Good morning." My voice was quiet, but I was very happy. After that day, I said good morning to her every morning. And I started to say these words to other people too. Now I think the words good morning can make people happy. How about saying good morning to people you don't know tomorrow morning? It will make you happy.
Questions. Number 1. When did Kumi start to say good morning to the old woman?
When she was 4 years old.
I.
When she was 5 years old.
U.
When she was 6 years old.
E.
When she was a junior high school student.
Number 2. Did Kumi say good morning to the old woman on the first day?
Yes, she said those words on the first day.
I.
No, she said those words on the second day.
U.
No, she said those words only on the third day.
E.
No, she said those words on the third day and after that.
Number 3. What does Kumi think about the words good morning?
She thinks we don't have to use them.
E.
She thinks they can make people happy.
U.
She thinks they can make people tired.
E.
She thinks we must say them only to our family.